Original Edition Text, Chapter 13, Section 8. The Decision for Guiltlessness. Seek not to appraise the worth of God's Son, whom He created holy, for to do so is to evaluate His Father and judge against Him. And you will feel guilty for this imagined crime, which no one in this world or heaven could possibly commit. God's Spirit teaches only that the so-called sin of self-replacement on the throne of God is not a source of guilt. What cannot happen can have no effects to fear. Be quiet in your faith in Him who loves you and would lead you out of insanity. Madness may be your choice, but not your reality. Never forget the love of God who has remembered you. For it is quite impossible that He could ever let His Son drop from His loving mind wherein He was created and where His abode was fixed in perfect peace forever. Say to the Holy Spirit only, "Decide for me," and it is done. For His decisions are reflections of what God knows about you, and in this light, error of any kind becomes impossible. Why would you struggle so frantically to anticipate all that you cannot know when all knowledge lies behind every decision which the Holy Spirit makes for you? Learn of His wisdom and His love, and teach His answer to everyone who struggles in the dark. For you decide for them and for yourself. How gracious is it to decide all things through Him whose equal love is given equally to all alike. He leaves you no one outside yourself, alone without you. And so He gives you what is yours because your Father would have you share it with Him. In everything be led by Him, and do not reconsider. Trust Him to answer quickly, surely, and with love for everyone who will be touched in any way by the decision. And everyone will be. Would you take unto yourself the sole responsibility for deciding what can bring only good to everyone? Would you know this? You taught yourselves the most unnatural habit of not communicating with your Creator. Yet you remain in close communication with Him and with everything that is within Him, as it is within yourself. Unlearn isolation through His loving guidance, and learn of all the happy communication that you have thrown away but could not lose. Whenever you are in doubt what you should do, think of His presence in you and tell yourself this and only this: He leadeth me and knows the way which I know not. Yet He will never keep from me what He would have me learn. And so I trust Him to communicate to me all that He knows for me. Then let Him teach you quietly how to perceive your guiltlessness, which is already there.